This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Armando Rodriguez. Date of birth is July 9, 1970. Case ID number 396-0033. Date of exam, October the 6th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old single male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left hand pain, comma, right hand pinky pain, comma, and back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked in a warehouse for 4 months, but did off and on work in construction for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, left hand pain laceration with possible torn tendons of the small finger. Number two, right hand pinky injury without treatment. And number three, back pain. History of allegations. Number one, left hand pain laceration with possible torn tendons and also a right hand pinky pain without treatment. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 1995, he was in an injury where he injured both hands but had to go in for a laceration repair and suturing of the left hand secondary to torn ligaments of the small finger. He states that the right hand was also injured, but there was no laceration to repair. No x-rays were taken. And he denies any fractures or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He states he cannot open up a jar top. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. And his physician is Dr. Frank Gerald. He is presently taking naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which does give him some relief. The only physical activity he does is light to medium chores around the home. Allegation number three, back pain. The claimant states that in 2000, he fell and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a dull, rigid pain in his back area where he feels like his back is stuck, located in the lumbar sacral back area, radiating sometimes to both legs. He denies any surgeries or injections given for his condition, and he states no x-rays or MRIs were performed to confirm his diagnosis. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and cutting the yards outside. He is presently not seeing a physician, but his physician at one time was Dr. Frank Gerald. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on naproxen 500 milligrams BID, which he states does give some relief. He was diagnosed with lumbago. Family history. The mother is 71 and has hypertension and diabetes. The father died in an accident when he was 30 years old. Medications, naproxen 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Bilateral hand pain secondary to a laceration of the tendons on the left side, which was repaired, and possible rupture of the tendon on the right hand, which was not repaired. Lumbar sacral back pain. Major surgeries. 1995, left hand laceration repair. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for 1 year. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 3 beers every weekend for 15 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any of IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 153 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5 inches. BP, 142 over 83 mmHg. Heart rate, 51 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 26. General. This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion was noted, but the claimant does have deformity of both pinkies. No surgical scar was noted secondary to the claimant having had this injury over 27 years ago. Measurements were taken of the left pinky, and he does have some abnormal flexion and extension of the left pinky, but is still able to make a full fist and is able to oppose and pinch with all fingers. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant refused to try to squat and get up on his own, but no difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally, and the claimant is able to oppose and pinch with his fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasm. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right hand no acute findings. X-ray of the left hand, no acute findings. X-ray of the lumbar sacral back area, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for his bilateral pinkies on both sides, but still has fairly well function of both hands. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses: number one, left hand pain secondary to torn tendons of his left small finger has been surgically repaired. However, the claimant does have some mild abnormal flexion and extension of the small finger on both sides, actually, but still has good function of both hands. Number two, right hand pinky hurts. The claimant states the claimant does have a normal physical exam and is able to grip and pinch as well as opposed fingers. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain. Normal physical exam at this time. Diagnosis is lumbago. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Armando Rodriguez.